Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Foodstuffs with Tim Convy coming in just a second. But I got a call from Kathleen. We were talking about wrestling and state championships and the outfits, the singlets is what they're called. Mm-hmm. She's actually married to a wrestling coach at St. Mary's High School in South City. And how I didn't, you know, the outfits are just, it's a lot. Well, they are starting to change the outfit rule and they're going to go to a more MMA fighter outfit.
Okay.
Shorts and shirt.
Really?
And schools have a choice if they want to do it. Like that school changed theirs from a singlet to this outfit. Huh. So, I mean, more and more schools are going to be able to do this.
Yeah. Do you think that that might be one of the things that holds
that's what she
guys
was saying.
Back from even wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. So
if I had to wear it, I would wrestle.
You
never.
Look like you're on a beach in the 1930s.
Right.
Foodstuffs
with me, Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. One in the Delmar Loop, one down in Southampton, one coming to St. Charles really soon. Also, we're on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Lots to talk about. How does this sound good? How does this sound? Papa John's is coming out with a chicken and waffles pizza.
I'm tired of the chicken and waffles.
Yeah, that's like
the new
trend.
Avocado toast or
I never liked chicken and waffles in the first place. Like I don't think I've ever ordered it at a restaurant.
Oh, I had them at the place that it's famous, Roscoe's.
Yeah,
and it was good, but it's not really my thing either.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna, if I don't order chicken and waffles, I'm not gonna order your chicken and waffles Pringles or pizza. But I think it was like people voted on it. People who like Papa John's voted on the next like specialty flavor.
Hmm. Okay, explain what it's going to be. Because is there going to be maple syrup on it?
Chicken.
Yeah.
And waffles.
What's the sauce?
On pizza. We think it's hard to imagine how it's going to work with cheese. We don't know for sure. At least when I say we, I mean this article in front of me.
Hot honey. I think it's hot honey chicken
Jen
and waffles.
Jen knows more about this story than you do.
He's into the Papa John's.
You want to take it from here, Jen?
No. They, what did they have? They had four different, the un-pizza, the roast, huevos rancheros pizza, which came in second, and hot honey chicken and waffles. So it's the next specialty pizza that comes out later this year.
I don't know if she knows more than me.
Well, she knew it was a contest.
She said a bunch of words.
Foodstuffs.
Was saving room for some of these other hard-hitting stories. This one, a little bit more serious. This woman ate at a Michelin-starred restaurant in Spain, and they served her poisonous mushrooms, and she died.
Oh, my God, no!
It was part of the
Guess
dish.
What? Some stars are going to be taken away.
Yeah.
How much for one death? Just a half a star?
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You want to eat all these exotic things, and yeah, that's why I stick to chicken and waffles pizza.
Yeah, right.
Part of a contest to Papa John's.
Was she the only person who
served
the mushrooms?
Yeah, why were they, did they get a bad batch of mushrooms? Were they poisonous and they didn't know it? I'm so curious.
That's crazy.
Jen, do you know, honey? The other people who ate there are okay.
Are fine?
Yeah, wow. But she went home, got sick, and then ended
up
dying.
Was she maybe allergic to them?
Or she might have had like a weakened immune system compared to everybody else. They might have gotten sick, but yuck.
I'll be honest, the article I found on it was one of those subscription ones where you read the first few paragraphs and then it's like, you got to subscribe to this website.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have that kind of budget.
Or you have to answer 700 questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's...
Do you tell the truth on those questions?
No, I try to really throw them off.
I do.
I dislike that.
Oh, it angers me.
Oh.
The Belleville News Democrat, they lock you out after you've read three stories.
Really?
For the month. What?
The Belleville News Democrat?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then you have to answer questions. It's like, have you heard of any of these brands? Google? Apple? Walmart? And I'm like, none of the above.
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
And finally, a writer at Thrillist ate everything on a Taco Bell menu and then ranked them all.
Oh,
all
53
menu items. You guys want to take some guesses?
I do.
Top five or bottom five first?
Bottom five, I know cheese roll-up's going to be on there because it's stupid.
Yep, you're right.
But you order it a special way.
No, I don't even order the cheese roll-up. I order the
Cheeserito?
Chili cheese burrito minus chili, add pizza sauce, extra cheese.
That's a cheese.
Because it used to be on the menu as the
Cheeserito.
Yeah.
And now they tried to fool us. It's a lie. So that's
Landrum's not buying it.
That's on the bottom.
I want to know where the nacho fries ended up. Because the one time I got them, they light on the seasoning.
Oh. Not on here, so they're somewhere in the middle.
Okay, do the bottom, because I don't know.
All right, cheesy roll-up was on there. Hash browns?
Never had them.
Caramel apple empanada?
Ooh.
Sausage flatbread?
Those are all on the bottom?
Uh-huh.
And okay.
And the power menu burrito.
It's all about the power.
Uh-huh.
All right, top. I know that a Mexican pizza has to be on in the top five.
Ooh. It's number two.
It's the best. I don't get it often, but when I do, good job, Taco
Cinnamon
Bell.
Twists?
Oh yeah.
Nacho cheese, Doritos Locos, Taco Supreme, shredded chicken mini quesadilla.
Never had that.
Mexican pizza, number two. And number one?
The gordita.
Soft taco.
Oh, just
nice.
Yeah. Soft taco.
Yeah.
Brilliant at the basics here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then how many items did he have to eat to get to the five and five?
53.
Oh, wow.
I know. Hopefully it wasn't all in one day.
Yes. Right.
He may be like that woman who had the mushrooms in Spain. This has been Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home, mostly cloudy today and a high of 47. Same tomorrow temperature-wise, but we might see some rain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.